lot of times they would out around the creek, there could be like a swimming hole kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Now, if you got like on the edge of it and you went in like that, what would you say?
Diving.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about if you saw somebody do that, you say, well, yesterday I saw him and he
died.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen sometimes they'll dive in the water and they land on their stomach, makes a big noise. What would you call?
I wouldn't know what to call that. I don't know what it means.
Something like, I heard it called like a belly bust or
something
like that. You know how kids get on the floor, get on the ground, and puts his head down and rolls over. What do you call that?
Somersault.
Now, a lot of times in summertime, they like to get in the water and to get across the river, say. They like to get in and they have to
swim.
Right, yeah. I mean, talking about it, if you saw somebody do it, you'd say, well, yesterday he...
Yeah, swam the river.
Right.
I've seen them do that with grown men with their clothes on, and Sunday clothes at that, and have to be headed off from the closest bank to them or something, because they swim the river with their clothes on. Hang around 50 hours and the sun, the clothes dry up to the side of the hide.
Oh, goodness, I don't think, it seems like it'd be making it sort of hard to swim with all that.
It is. It takes a real good swimmer to swim a hard if the river hits, I mean, the LJ River hits swift, isn't
it? Oh, the LJ River, yeah, I know it is. Well, you know, what about somebody who really couldn't swim that well and they...
Well, if somebody don't get them out, they drown.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about what a baby does before it's able to walk when it just gets down on the floor?
He crawls.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose that a man is wanting to hide down like behind a bush or something to get down there to hide, he has to...
Scooch down?
Yes, exactly. And now, when you go up to the altar, or when you... praying or something, you might say that you get down on your knees and you call that
praying.
Mm-hmm. And you call it praying. And then to pray, you have to
humble down and pray.
Now, when you're real tired, you might say, "Well, I'm going to go and get in the bed," or you might say, "Well, I'm going to go something to do." Like lying down, you know.
Yeah.
How would you say that? Well, I'm going to go to bed and...
Well, I wouldn't know now how to answer the question right. But it's relaxing is what does it. But I guess that's what would do, wouldn't it? That you relax.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you're talking about a person that was real lazy, you know, and you said, well, that lazy thing, he didn't get up all day, and you might say, well, he just didn't get up, he just, instead of saying stayed in bed, you might say he didn't get up, he just, you'd say lay in the bed.
Yeah, just lay in the bed.
Well, at night, a lot of times you have to go to sleep and things go through your mind, you know, in your sleep. What do you call that?
Yeah, I call that dreaming.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, somebody said, yes, they said, well, did you sleep last night? You said, no, I just did too much.
Dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fix now, lots of nights.
Oh, do you do that?
Dream all night.
Did you do, what about last night?
Last night, I've done fine.
Oh.
Never woke up.
You didn't. What about, well, last week, did you have any trouble?
Yeah, last week, I didn't sleep a bit.
Well, was that the reason?
Yeah.